Hey, GWA backstage. It's SLW. Unfortunately, I've been sick today, but I saw that Texan guy posted a questionnaire, so I was like, sure, why not? That way, at least I guess I post something today. It's not like I have to, but anyways, I haven't read it really, so I'm just gonna go. So, do spelling mistakes annoy you? I mean, it depends. Like, text language annoys the hell out of me. Whenever my mother texts me, she does, like, the letter U instead of Y-O-U, and, you know, she's in her 60s, and it bugs me. It's a simple thing. And I think it's different, too, if it's handwriting versus, like, writing something out versus typing it. So, like, I have to grade papers, and they're usually typed, and if you make a spelling error in a typed document, it frustrates me simply because whether you're on a phone or a computer or whatever, like, there's enough spelling fixes. I'm horrible at spelling, but it's so easy to fix it these days. If I don't do anything for an entire day, how does it make me feel? Useless. I really beat up on myself because I just have so much work to do. Like, right now I'm getting ready to move. I need to get in a dissertation proposal. I have a lot to do, and some days I get, like, none of it done. And I beat up on myself, which isn't good, but I do it too often. I think that's my bigger problem. Of these two, what would you prefer in life and why? Interesting things happening more often or good things happening more often? I like telling stories and I like socializing and I like having good stories for different situations. So probably interesting things happening, because interesting things happening to you is always what gives you, like, the best stories. At one point in my life, I worked third shift at a drugstore, and that gave me really crazy stories. And, you know, it's fun when you're socializing. Like, it's boring. Like, right now, my life is very boring because I'm not teaching, I'm not going to class, I'm not doing anything. So, like, if I hang out with people, it's like, oh, what have you been up to lately? Well, I just watched all of Parks and Rec again, and I'm packing boxes. Woo! But, you know, like, when you're doing things, interesting things happen. How often, if ever, do you meditate? Not really often. I mean, I have in the past, but it's just never been something that gives me a sense of peace. Like, it just stresses me out. That sounds stereotypical in some ways, but, like, I get that same feeling if I, like, go do something. Like, that peace with myself. What sort of intelligence do you value most and why? I've never really thought about that. I mean, I think it depends on the situation, but in general, like, in people, I like them to have a healthy mix of logical and emotional. Like, you need enough emotional intelligence to understand, like, when you should veer away from a topic or, like, let something lie. But I like debating. I like discussing things. I like learning things. I'm very turned on mentally, especially if I have, like, a rigorous academic-y conversation about something, especially something that's not my area. So, like, having discussions about psychology topics and stuff is very, it's interesting, but eh. But, like, having a discussion about history and politics, like, that's what gets me going. So I definitely value, I'd say, logical more. How often would I say that I daydream? All the time. I mean, I'm a big daydreamer. I tend to veer off pretty quickly. I have a terrible time paying attention to anything. Which of these two is more romantic or arousing to me, and why? Kissing/making love in Paris, kissing/making love in a tent in the woods. Probably in a tent in the woods. Paris is nice and all, but like, once you see the homeless guy peeing in an alley, it kind of loses some of that romance. And plus, when I travel somewhere like that, there's so much like, go see, do. It's not as romantic as like when you're in the woods and it's just like, everything is there. You can go see and do, but like, there's something to be said for just being. What cuddle position do you prefer? I like being a little spooned, but I like more like other party on their back. And I guess curling up to them. So like my chest to your side. And kind of like snuggling into an armpit area and just... It depends in general, but for me, like, one of the things is always I like people who are much bigger than me, because I'm already like 5'9", which is decently tall, particularly for a female. So I like being in a position where I get to feel kind of little and protected. What's your opinion of the phrase making love when it refers to sex? It's a little hokey. It can be romantic. It always feels to me like you're just trying to be coy. I think there are different kinds of sex, but I think it really, I don't know, making love's just gotten such a bad rap, I think. You know, it's usually like the term that I think of conservative parents using when they start talking about having sex to their kids. It makes it very delineated. I think it's potentially damaging too, because when you're taught about sex only in the context of love and sex, I think that, how do I put this nicely? It leads to potentially marriages that should never happen. It leads to relationships that should never happen, because we're not taught often, especially in the U.S. as kids, that like having sex is fun and people enjoy it and that's okay. And it's okay to just have sex to have fun. And some of that's, you know, there's diseases and everything. There's concerns, but sex is good. Sex is fun. You don't have to be in love to have sex. I derailed there a bit. Anyways, is your ideal sex rough or gentle? Lately, I would say rough. And like, rougher than rough. Like, I need something that is hard to find. It depends on the time. Usually I'm more just normal sex, I guess. I think there's an in-between. There's rough, there's gentle, and there's something in between there. Yeah. If you were in the middle of the best sex in your life and your partner asked you to make dolphin or whale noises so they can reach climax, would you do it? Oh, I think that would take it out of being the best sex in my life. And I'm, being female, I'd be kind of greedy, I guess. And like, if I'm satiated, I might just be kind of like, okay, that's kind of weird. Fuck it. Let's go. Bonus points if on your audio you attempt to make a whale or dolphin sound. That was horrible. Please don't pay attention to that. What is the strangest or funniest phrases or terms for things you've heard or said so far? Just like in life? I don't know. The strangest thing to me is always referring to genitalia as like cookie or foo-foo or like all these things. Like, I'm sorry, but like it's a vagina, it's a penis. Like, honestly, medical terminology is fine. And like, I've had people try to censor me for saying medical terminology should be fine. Like, penis isn't appropriate. I'm sorry. It's literally a penis. There's nothing wrong with the word penis. There's nothing wrong with the word vagina. But start calling it, like, a foo-foo or a cookie and saying, like, it's something to be ashamed of, and it's fucked up. Strangest or funniest cursing or cussing fits. I don't know. My own personal thing is calling people cunt weasels. My definition for it is somebody who has stolen something from you, particularly an idea. That's the definition of a cunt weasel, for whatever that's worth. If you had to choose your greatest motivation in life at this time from the following, what would it be and why? Love, wealth, expression, knowledge, freedom. I'm going to say knowledge. I'm, as I mentioned earlier, currently in a PhD program and almost ABD, so close to ABD. I can taste ABD. And I need to get it done. So I guess knowledge and freedom, because there's a sense of freedom and like being that close and getting shit over with. So yeah, that's a fun questionnaire, Texan guy. So I hope you guys enjoy listening to my answers. Bye.